Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 10 meeting with the Browns.
As far as, you know, accuracy thing, what do you think has been the difference for you? I mean, you've always been in the 60%, but now over 70%. What do you think has been the big difference this year for you to get that up there?
What if I don't have an answer? I don't know. Just hard work, dedication, going out there and just competing my tail off. That's all. Nothing really changed, just the percentage, if anything. I don't know.
Is that something you ever look at? Like, do you ever look at those stats or that kind of stuff, like where you are and that kind of thing?
Nah, to be honest with you, no. Probably after the game if they tell me about it, but I'm not just going to go and look and see what I did. I'm trying to win. I don't really care about the stats.
This is your first year with T. Martin as your quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how he has helped you develop and what he is like kind of behind the scenes in the meeting rooms and things like that?
He wants us to be perfect. Me, Josh, Snoop, he wants us to be perfect. And every morning he got something like a championship quarterback and what you being a championship quarterback. And he always tell me, like, I'm going to grade you harder than, you know, probably anybody else will. And I'm cool with that, you know, because I'm hard on myself. And I know I want to be great, and so is he. So does he. You know, as our coach, he want all of us to be great, and that's pretty much it.
Obviously, he played the game, and he's kind of a trailblazer in his own right. To see somebody that you admire both as a player, as a person, the way that he, you know, the way he connect with you based on his experience as a player as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, his experience, being able to play at this level, being a national champion in college, that's crazy.
Your perspective, what you're working so well?
I believe our whole team just locked in. Every phase, special teams, defense, offense, each and every week I believe we've gotten better. There's certain things in the game, when we finish with games, like we hard on ourselves about, but at the end of the day we're trying to get wins. And I believe us just knowing each and every week it's a championship game to us. That's pretty much what it is. We're treating every game like a championship game until we finally there.
Lamar, Cleveland's always had good defenses. Miles Garrett's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. What have you seen when you watch them on film as to why they are one of the better defenses in the league this year?
Like you said, number one, Miles Garrett, the leader of that defense, I believe. And those guys just fly around. You know, I believe those guys are headhunters. Secondary, linebackers, and like you said, defensive line, they're just flying around and trying to attack with aggression, and that's pretty much what stands out to me.
Do you expect to see a better version of them this time? I mean, you guys jumped on them in the first half in Cleveland. Do you think they'll be a better all-around team this time?
I can't call it. You know, we just going in there and just trying to focus on getting a dub. I don't know how they're going to come out and play us, you know, but I believe every team's going to try their best to beat you. That's part of our job. That's part of the game.
Lamar, how does the preparation change when you are facing a team for the second time in the same season? And, you know, the first meeting wasn't that long ago.
Just go back and watch the things that they did well against us, you know, when they stopped us from completing drives, because they might try to piggyback off that and try to watch ourselves against other teams, because they might try to do things that they did to stop us, certain things, but that's it.
Lamar, with your rushing attempts going down, at least to this point in the year, have you noticed defenses defending you differently? Are they still guarding you kind of run first a little bit still?
I believe they are, you know, but we have so many weapons on offense, they don't really know what to do, you know, because we got guys running out the backfield, Justice, Gus, Keaton, you know, we got OBJ, Bate, Mark, Zay, you know, both of the Zays. Dude, we got all these guys, you know, so it's really hard to define where the ball going to go, and that's pretty much – hurting the defenses, so we just need to keep staying locked in and focused and keep that going.
Hey Lamar, for a long time we've asked guys on defense how playing against you in practice makes them better. How does this defense make you better, and particularly this year's defense, which appears to be one of the best in the league?
Just by, I believe, I'm not trying to toot our horn, but I believe our defense has no weakness, just from the defensive line, the linebackers, the secondary, how they flying around and disguising defenses to make it look like one coverage, but it's something else, and how they time up their blitzes. It helps us out a lot, you know, because we playing other teams, they flying around giving us their best shot. It's like we send one of the best defenses every day.
Lamar,
you talk to Mike Madonna about getting some defensive snaps?
No, I ain't speak to him yet. Not yet. Try to get me a sack in like Art and Kyle, hopefully.
Larry mentioned, T. Martin. Just curious, when you think back to, not that you think back to this, but when you do think back to the earlier career, how you maybe led the quarterback room or just how you were in the quarterback room versus how you are now, how do you think you've evolved in that room just from a leadership standpoint and what you're seeing and vocalizing?
What you just said, I'm more vocal than I was before. Early on, I was just wanting to learn, the ins and outs of defenses in the NFL. But now, me just seeing them each and every week, different defenses every week, I got a lot more questions. I see certain things, and then I want to just tell coach, we should try to put this in the game plan, stuff like that.
What is the dynamic like in that room? What's the vibe?
To be honest, we be locked in. We might laugh around, but it's pretty much we locked in. We trying to be great. We trying to be a championship team, and that's what we chasing right now.
Lamar, do you take it as a sign of respect when defenses do drop 80 against you? I don't think it's something that happened a lot in years past.
I guess, John, but I can't call it. I'm just trying to win. I don't care what they do. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win the play, the drive, the game.
Lamar, I'd ask John this, and among all the good things that have happened, there have been a couple issues with the mesh point and fumbles with Justice Hill on exchanges. Why do you think that's happening, and how does it get fixed?
We trying to win. we trying to move too fast. I believe on all the fumble exchanges, it's been us just being too fast, too antsy. But I believe we're going to calm down with that. It won't be any more fumbles, I don't believe.
Lamar, wins and losses are calculated mostly the same. Just when you play the division, though, does it feel like more?
It's a division game. We know our opponents, but at the same time, all of us trying to make it to the playoffs. All the games going to be aggressive. Steelers, Cincinnati, Browns. We just got to go in locked in, but I treat every game the same.
Is there talk in the locker room about how crazy good the AFC North has been in this year, specifically with everyone? Not at all?
No. All right. We're focusing on us.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate it.